Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? How are you today? Welcome to the Big Show. With TLR, this is TLR. See everyone having a magnificent day. Well, today's the day. The envelope is frozen. The ping pong ball is marked. And with the number one pick in the 2019 Indian draft, it goes to the Curry Bowl. We're talking about that team. A lot of stuff going on in the world of sports. We'll get to all of the regular on the page for with PLR. And we are brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located at 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School in Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler, Arizona. Get in there, let them know PLR sent you. They will take care of you. 10% off your cigar purchase. Just let them know that PLR of the Cave Show sent you. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Get in there. They're now serving beer and wine. You can become a club member. Get a locker that backs up to a humidor. Never worry about your sticks going bad. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Like I said, let them know PLR sent you, and they will take care of you. 10% off. Some restrictions do apply. Make sure you ask when you get there. A lot of fallout. I was watching a couple shows this morning and hearing a couple things, and I guess Gary Terry Rozier don't want to stay in Boston if things are the same. You want me to translate that? I can translate that for you. What he said was, I'm not staying in Boston if things stay the same. What he really said was, if Kyrie is still here, I ain't coming back. They play the same position. Kyrie has an option, a player's option, that'll give him $21 million if he decides to go with it. Many things that he'll forego that and end up with the Knicks. But you know what? That's a nice security blanket to have in your back pocket. And I love the way Rozier said that if things stay intact. I'm going to give you a direct quote. No, I might have to go. I might have to go. I put up with a lot this year. So I said what I said this season. I think we all know I'm not trying to step into that again. Let me give you that translation again. I'm not backing up Kyrie. In my heart, I'm better than Kyrie. I understand what Dion Waiters was saying that whole time. Dion Waiters felt he was better than Kyrie, and maybe he was. But now where is he? He's toiling down in Miami, making a little bit of coin, but still never got the love that he should have got because he was better than Kyrie the whole time. And if he didn't sit behind him, you damn well know I'm not sitting behind him. Boy, I ad-libbed a lot, did I not? And what makes it so funny, he talks about he won't be back. He's a restricted free agent. Celtics can match whatever. See, it's kind of funny because Kyrie is the star that's stirring this drink. He is the straw that's stirring this drink. If Kyrie decides to take that option and come back, Boston could say, you know what, Rozier? We'll match whatever. You're coming back. Now, they won't. obviously. But they could. And I get it. He's a young guy. He wants to play. Contracts are coming up. But he's not in control. And we know the Celtics aren't going to overpay him. They're not going to go on a luxury tax just to prove a point. But what would be a good fit for Rozier? Who needs a point guard of his talent? And when you start looking at the NBA and you break it down and you go team by team, the one position that the teams, the one position where anything that the teams are focused on have been the point guard position. So then you start getting into that, who can we draft and still have cheap for a while? And or do we have the resources to really go after a Terry Rozier and pay him what we know we need to pay him to get him, and or not only pay him what we need to pay him to get him, but do we want to go on the line for that amount of money? And then you start looking around. You start thinking, okay, well, Toronto, no, they're probably not going to, not if they keep Kyle Lowry. The Bucks, no. Sixers, no. We already talked about Boston. Indiana could be a spot. Brooklyn, no, not with D'Angelo Russell shining, no. Orlando Magic, maybe. Pistons, maybe. Reggie Jackson, to me, just isn't as good as Reggie Jackson thinks he is, in my opinion. I could be wrong. He's obviously better than me. He's obviously an NBA player. I'm just not a fan. Charlotte, what are you going to do with Kemba? Miami, I doubt it. Riley's not going to overpay. The Wizards, no, they're already over on the hook. I think they owe John Wall two continents and an island. Atlanta, no. Maybe Chicago. Cleveland just drafted Sexton. New York, maybe. Well, not if Kyrie goes there. Again, Kyrie is stirring his drink. Obviously not Golden State. Obviously not Denver. Obviously not Portland. Obviously not Houston. Maybe Utah. Obviously not OKC. Not the Spurs. They're getting DeJounte Murray back. Clippers? Maybe. Zach? No. Lakers? No. Timberwolves? Outside shot. Memphis? Got to make up their mind what they're going to do with Conley. Pelicans? Jrue Holiday is still under contract. Luka is in Dallas. Does Phoenix want to spend that money? They have cap freedom. So there's not a whole bunch of landing spaces for them. Not in terms of teams that are in good positions. Now, if he's already said, hey, look, I've had a little bit of success with the Celtics. I'm good. Let me get paid and play. Let me get paid and show my talents. Then maybe a team like Minnesota's good. That's probably about the best he's got. If that's the team he wants to go to. But we shall see. Jumping off hoops for a minute. What the hell's going on with Tiger Woods? Named in a wrongful death lawsuit with a restaurant owned by him and his girlfriend? What's up with that? Now, I read a little bit of other story. I'm not, you know, obviously I wasn't there. I don't have judgment. But, and obviously Tiger wasn't there pouring drinks and that, but it's his restaurant. Isn't it amazing how when something starts to go right, there's always something that can pop up to make it tend to go wrong. With Tiger, everything seems to be getting back on track for him. Gets a big win, Tiger's back, and now this comes up. So we'll see. We'll see what comes of it. I'm quite curious. Had the one only Ed Smith on yesterday, Easy Sports Talk Radio. And we were talking about the NBA and this round. And I said, you know, I'm not going to pick the round because it's a waste of time, because Golden State's going to win it all. Well, I got a couple messages, and I need to pick this thing. So let me pick it. In the East, it's just fun when I didn't have to pick it because I could just watch it. I didn't have to worry about being right with any of the other picks because it really didn't matter. Well, I guess it's only one pick, so I guess what harm does it do? I picked against Milwaukee before. I'd be an idiot to pick against Milwaukee again. So I'm not going to. They have home court. Although I don't want to say I'm picking against Kawhi, I will say this. I would not be surprised if Toronto pulled this out because of Kawhi. But I just have more faith in the others for Milwaukee than I do in the others for the Raptors. And even though Pau Gasol is because the Gasol brothers are playing in it too. This is the Gasol Bowl, even though Pau is hurt. Mark Gasol playing for the Raptors has been Defensive Player of the Year, been an All-Star. Kyle Lowry's been an All-Star. Siakam's coming into his own. But you just don't know what you're going to get with Kyle Lowry. But what's so funny is sometimes in Milwaukee, you don't know what you're going to get out of Bledsoe. So it's almost like whoever shows up more out of those two might win. But if we go through the numbers and we say, okay, obviously we'll just say the Freak and Kawhi, let's watch them. The guards, Bledsoe and Kyle Lowry, let's watch them. Lopez's ability to shoot threes is going to pull Gasol out. But I'm still going to give the defensive edge to Gasol, and because he gets on the block, maybe I'll give him that edge. So my question, though, then comes with who matches up with Chris Middleton? And I think that's going to be the key to the series. I don't see anyone on Toronto's team, and if we want to say Siakam, I just think it's another – I think it's a seven-game series. You know, the lights are new for Siakam, but the lights are new for Middleton. So we'll see. So I guess I'm taking Milwaukee more so because I didn't take them last time. You know what? I've just talked myself out of it. I'm thinking Siakam's going to be the difference. Give me the Toronto Raptors in six. I'm just going to have him the whole time in six. Give me the Raptors in six. In the West, give me the team with the Curry on it in six. I've already picked Golden State to win, so what difference does it make? I actually really want Toronto to get to the finals, and here's why. It has nothing to do with Milwaukee. It has nothing to do with disliking Milwaukee, because actually it's impossible to not like the Freak. But here's why. I want to see there be some type of balance in the NBA, and I want to see conference battles like we used to. And I think if Toronto gets to the finals, they have a better shot of retaining Kawhi. And I would love to see Kawhi Leonard stay in the East, stay with Toronto, let the Freak stay in Milwaukee, and let those two battle it out for the next 3-4 years, 5 years. So there you go. Brett Brown is going to stay on as head coach of Philadelphia. Mistake. I think the best person to replace him is now coaching in Phoenix. Maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe it's one of those, we don't really have a replacement per se. Let's keep this guy. But his future is tied to a guy that can't shoot. So we'll see if he works on his craft. I'm hearing that he's not that guy, though. And I hope he proves me wrong, because I've said before, I'd love him to run point in Phoenix if Phoenix makes a trade for him until he can learn how to shoot, because you have some shooters here, and Aiden doesn't need all that space in the blocks. But I'll be honest with you, man, you got to work on your craft. And if he was here, he'd probably tell me to shut up. But honestly, I see an NBA body with him, obviously. You see him stronger. You see him faster. You see him able to get to the rim. But in 3 years, to have not developed your jump shot enough to really be able to make an attempt at it during a game tells me something. Got to work on your craft. The greats all came back from the summer with something extra. What are you going to come back with? What's your extra, Ben Simmons? So, you know, I hear people, you know, rail on him saying, hey, how did you not get a team to the NCAAs if you were that good? Even bad players can get their team even a great player on a bad team in college can get their team to the NCAAs. You know, maybe that should have told us something then. I don't hear all that as much, because you gotta have guys play with you that can play. But if all you can do is drive, you're limiting yourself, because come playoff time, you will get figured out and it will be harder for you. So we'll see what happens. Looks like they're going to run this back another year. What happens with Jimmy Butler? What happens with Tobias Harris? Is Philly going to pay all that tax to keep all them? We'll find out.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the cave with PLR.
So Josh Jackson was arrested down in Miami. And when you see why he was arrested, trying to get in the VIP area, fleeing from the cops after he'd been cuffed, not having the right pass to get where he wanted to go, all that stuff, it just sounds stupid. It sounds immature. And as I have an article coming out a little bit later on sportscave.com, has Josh Jackson become an untradeable guy now? And if he is tradable, can you get what you would have got before this? Because he's shown flashes. And I like you said to me after getting him, I know at the end of the season I really seem to get it going. Are you trading for a guy that at the end of the season when nothing else is on the line, that's when he gets it going? And he's obviously not been a bad guy at all. But he did have one session, autograph session, that he missed. It seemed like, honestly, he just kind of blew it off. And he's not doing bad. He's not drunk driving. He's not hitting people. He's not doing that. But these are the little things, because owners aren't looking to pay you. They're looking to keep as much of their money in their pocket as possible. And when you're doing stuff like this, you're hindering your own direct deposit. And now you're up to get paid. If you're the Suns and you're staying here, are you saying, well, let's wait and see what happens? Do you get to wait and see? Do you become priority number 7 instead of priority number 3? Are they now saying after this, you know what, we really, let's light a fire on ourselves. Let's get this Kelly Oubre deal done as soon as we can, and we'll figure out what we'll do with Josh later. See, the only thing worse than the wait and see is we'll figure out what to do with them later. It means you're no longer in the plans. Now, I'm not saying the Suns are saying that. But when you start having these selfish things pop up, it becomes red flaggish. So, we'll see. Just not a good look, man. Not a good look. Juwan Howard set to interview with the Minnesota Timberwolves. For those of you that don't know, Juwan Howard's from Chicago. So, good luck to him in his quest to become the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I apologize for the abbreviated show, and I apologize in advance for the abbreviated show tomorrow on assignment. But tonight, draft party, we'll find out what order teams will draft in. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. I am a non-conspiracy theory conspiracy theorist. And if I had to rank the order of the picks, I think either the Knicks get the pick or the Lakers come in out of nowhere and get the pick. And then Cleveland, Phoenix, Phoenix, Cleveland, however you want to put it. New York has been with a terrible team for a long time. And I think the ball is going to, or the envelope, or however they pick it, in that closed room with nobody around other than Secret Squirrel. I think the Knicks end up with the pick. I really, truly do. I think Zion should be looking for condos in Manhattan because that's where he's going. But then again, maybe he's looking for a house in Malibu. What I do know, it's not going to be some surprise. Atlanta's not going to get Zion. Orlando's not going to get Zion. I know Orlando's in the playoffs, so you get my point. Dallas isn't getting Zion. The Pelicans aren't getting Zion. Sacramento's not getting Zion. That's not going to happen. And even though you could tell me anything you want about how your brand can sell anywhere, and I believe you, LeBron James' brand sold like hell in Cleveland. But there was a backstory to that. He's an Akron guy. He's from Ohio. That story would sell. If Zion was from New Orleans or from Dallas or something like that, maybe you angle it that way. But New York's been bad for a while. That's Madison Avenue, man. They need a transfusion. They need a jolt of energy. They need the strongest energy drink you could think of. And it's Zion. The Lakers look bad. You got the top moneymaker in L.A. that can't get in the playoffs. You got a lot of mismanagement up the top. They're taking a lot of heat for that. What else would re-energize L.A.? I'm just saying. I'm hoping without hope that Phoenix get the second pick because they really need Ja Morant. Obviously, no one in their right mind would pass on Zion if you get the number one pick. But I'm saying it right now. I'm hoping beyond hope that they get the number two pick. So then that way that doesn't even become a discussion and Ja Morant just falls to them because he is what they need. But once this is all said and done and everything's slotted and we know who's going where and we know who's all set, then we know what Phoenix can get to with moving who they need to move, who they need to bring in, what positions become positions that they're ready to move on, what players they might be wanting to move on. All the trade possibilities can then start swirling, and we can move on from there. But mark my words, when I come on air tomorrow, mark my words, I will be able to say, and with the number one pick in the NBA draft, the 2019 NBA draft, the New York Knicks will select, and I know that isn't the selecting part, so work with me. I'm saying the team's name here, the New York Knicks, because the New York Knicks are going to win the NBA draft lottery. At the Sports Cave, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page. At the Sports Cave, again, with the K. SportsCave.com, Twitter, with the K. You can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Make sure you watch Game 1. Make sure you watch the selection show. All that tonight, because we will definitely discuss tomorrow. Until then, like I said, abbreviated show tomorrow. I'm on coverage for the Diamondbacks. We'll have some Diamondback news, of course, as usual anyway. So until then, until tomorrow, thank you very much. This has been the K Show, this is PLR. Everyone, have a good evening.